The White House Report.
House Assistant Democratic Leader James Clyburn says he's pleased to support the FY28 Omnibus Appropriations Act.
Sometimes you can have a good hand and misplay your cards. And I think that what happened in this instance, we did not have the better hand, but I think we played a much better game. And therefore, we got a much better result than we expected. If you look at education, for instance, if you start with the president's budget, zeroing things out like Pell Grants, and not only do you hold on to Pell Grants, but you get a significant plus up in the Pell Grants. You look at health care or education overall, we came out much better in these negotiations than most of our members expected. And that's why you saw so many yes votes on our side. It's because people saw a result.
The Congressional Black Caucus nor Democrats got everything they want when it comes to this bill. They say they want more for Dreamers. But there is something in there, a CBC formula as it relates to poverty. Congressman Clyburn.
The CBC has as one of its big initiatives, as you know, is to get targeted funding going into communities of need. And if you look at this agreement, you will see 12 appropriations accounts where you see our 10-20-30 formula being applied. 9 of those accounts are in agriculture. And nothing is more definitive of rural communities than agriculture. So if you get 9 agriculture accounts and you see that the law says at least 10% of this money must go into these communities that where 20% or more of the population is stuck beneath the poverty level for the last 30 years. That's the way we define persistent poverty. And we got in this budget agreement that formula.
The omnibus bill also dealt with the issue of guns. He says there was a small fix.
But there was a small fix in there for a lot of the gun control people to feel they made some headway on that subject, not near what I think it ought to be. See, I take the position that because you're expanding background checks, that's not the real problem. The real problem is whether or not you get a chance to complete the background check. If you aren't completing the check, the things that cause you not to complete it could be a mistake on your part, or it could be astuteness on the part of the purchaser.
Clyburn contends there will be people trying to game the system, understanding that if you extend the background check for some reason beyond 3 days, you can get that gun. This omnibus appropriations bill also deals with election security.
In this bill, we've got over $300 million that will be operated under the Help America Vote Act that we call HAVA. That act that we've been trying to fund for years. Finally, there's money being put here that will allow states to develop paper trails or even to convert to paper ballots if they would like to do it that way.
The congressman says the bill also increases investments in transportation infrastructure, as well as funding for drinking and wastewater systems, as well as funding for Veterans Affairs to a tune of an increase of $7 billion, and a 2.4% pay increase for the military and a 1.9% pay increase for civilian federal employees. For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.